Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 25th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
over 25,000 individuals demand FCC hearing on petition to deny Fox affiliate broadcast license. The Media and Democracy Project N has been supported by over 25,000 concerned individuals urging the FCC to hold a hearing to investigate whether Fox and its leadership violated FCC rules. The petition includes signatories from all 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, demanding transparency and accountability from Fox Corporation-owned television station, Fox 29 Philadelphia. MAD's efforts aim to educate the public on the FCC's role in ensuring that broadcast licensees meet the required character qualifications. The petition highlights serious allegations of rule violations by Fox, including spreading misinformation about the 2020 election for corporate profit. Former FCC officials, media veterans, and a First Amendment scholar support MAD's petition for a hearing to address these concerns and hold Fox accountable for its actions. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights is hosting an event in honor of Purple Heart Day. The Florida chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, is hosting an event at the historic Fort Harrison in downtown Clearwater to honor Purple Heart Day on August 3rd. The event includes a reception at 5 p.m. and a banquet at 5:30 p.m., with a formal presentation by the MacDill Air Force Color Guard. Speakers will address the issue of military suicides and the excessive prescription of mind-altering drugs to veterans. CCHR filed a Freedom of Information Act request, revealing that the Veterans Health Administration spent over $2 billion on psychotropic drugs for veterans. To learn more or reserve a seat, call 727-442-8820.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.